Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we seek to be with and like Jesus. Your host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we friends that are friends of Jesus begin a conversation with Jesus in the morning through a gospel passage, prayer, meditation, and then we continue that conversation with Jesus throughout the day and discover yet again how wonderful, amazing, and irresistible Jesus of Nazareth truly is.
Good morning, friends, and happy Wednesday morning, and welcome to the daily podcast, the Together on Mission podcast. It's great to be with all of you this morning. It really is. We're going to be in Mark chapter 1. And as you turn there, and hopefully you have a cup of coffee or a cup of tea, you're in your spot, your place, kind of that sacred spot that you can count on, that you begin a conversation with Jesus. You got your coffee, you got your tea, you got your journal, you got your Bible, you're opening up to Mark chapter 1, and we're just going to chat for a little bit and hang out for a little bit, and then we're going to pray and meditate and just enjoy the reality of the kingdom of God and the reality of the King that is ruling and reigning in his kingdom for the rest of the day. Now, the reason why we're in Mark 1 this morning is because I have been reading one of my favorite books called The Divine Conspiracy by Dallas Willard, and I'm about 70 pages in, and I just got, re-excited about how Dallas understands the announcement, the gospel that Jesus was delivering in first century Palestine to anybody that was willing to come and follow him. And so in Mark chapter 1, we get that message that really Jesus went around to town and village and called and taught. And so before we read a little bit from Mark chapter 1, the title of the podcast this morning is Reconsider. And I'm wondering if you can remember the time, the moment, when Jesus became real to you and you decided to reconsider your life and your decisions and the direction that you were going and your heart's affections and everything in your life, your marriage and dating and money and relationship and integrity, because you first encountered Jesus, and so you reconsidered your life and everything about your life in the big picture and even the details because of that encounter with Jesus. You know, you heard the summons, the invitation of the gospel. You saw Jesus and you chose to follow him. You chose to reconsider every aspect of your life. Now, this could have been a dramatic call, you know, one of those kind of dramatic testimonies with all those bells and whistles. Or it could have simply been, you know, you grew up in the church and at some point you just began to want to follow Jesus. So it could have been dramatic. It could have been subtle, but it happened. So go back to that place for just a moment. Remember what that was like, you know, how it felt when your heart was open, your eyes were open to see Jesus and to see the invitation of the kingdom, and you reconsidered your life and everything about your life as you had your eyes open to seeing the kingdom announcement and Jesus. And again, the title of the podcast this morning is Reconsider, because I think that's something that God is doing with me in this season, with you in this season, with us in this season, to reconsider. And so Mark chapter 1, early on in the gospel, and this is kind of the phrase that Mark gives us to let us know what Jesus went around to each town and village and basically said in first century Israel. Mark chapter 1, verse 14, after John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee proclaiming the good news of God, the euangelion of God. The time has come, Jesus says. In other words, all the preliminaries have been taken care of. It is time. The time of fulfillment is here, he said. The kingdom of God, the basileia tou theou, the rule of God, the reign of God, has come near. It's at hand. You know, you can reach out and grab it. So repent, turn toward me and believe. Put your faith and your trust in me, for this is good news. This is euangelion. And as Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon, his brother Andrew, casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come, follow me, right? This is the invitation into the kingdom. Jesus said, "And I will send you out to fish for people." At once they left their nets and they followed Jesus. Now again, do you remember the moment where the gospel, where Jesus came home to you and your heart was open, your eyes were open, and you reconsidered everything? Because that's exactly what this passage is saying. That's exactly what Jesus is saying. He's saying, reconsider your life based on this new reality. He's not saying, you know, make this tweak or make this slight adjustment or think a little bit different about this or change course just kind of a notch. No, he's saying, reconsider your life based on this new reality, the kingdom of God, the life of God. Maybe a better way to say it, living the kind of life that God is living is available right here and right now. It's at hand, which means you can reach out and grab it. That's what at hand means. That's what engidzen in Greek means. You can reach out and grab it. It's accessible to anyone and everyone who repents and believes. And it's an invitation to reconsider everything, and it's right at hand. And you know, this is good and this is bad. I mean, the passage is so familiar, and so is the word gospel. So what is the gospel? And this is where I just love Dallas Willard in The Divine Conspiracy. What is the gospel? The gospel is the invitation that wherever you are, whatever you've done, whatever relationship you're in, whatever stage of life you're in, whatever's going on right now, you can participate fully and totally in what God is currently doing and what God is up to in his world. It's big. You can be involved. You can partner. You can become a student of Jesus and partner with what God is up to in his world. As, in other words, this passage is saying, especially when Jesus goes on to call, you know, Peter and Andrew and James and John and others, Jesus is saying, hey, my school for life is open, and I'm currently enrolling students. You know, do you want to enroll? It's going to cost you everything. And I think that, you know, if Jesus were to fill this out, he would say that if you follow me, all aspects of your life can be literally infused with the life and the love of the kingdom of God. Because Jesus truly believed that his disciples and his students, his apprentices, would become like him and live the life that he was living as they began to follow him in kingdom living. And that's exactly what he means in verse 15 when Jesus says, repent and believe. And repent, as many of you know, is the Greek word, you know, metanoia, which means to change directions, right? You're going one way and turn and go the opposite direction. It means to reconsider everything in light of this new reality called the kingdom of God that you find yourself believing as you stare into the face of Jesus. And I've said this before, I love saying this, the disciples did not follow Jesus because they were afraid that if they didn't, you know, something bad would happen to them in the afterlife. It wasn't motivated by fear. They followed Jesus because they had never seen somebody so incredible and irresistible and full of life and full of love. And this message is urgent. Jesus is announcing an urgent message to repent and believe. Eternity is in flight, Jesus says. And so do you remember when you said yes and you reconsidered your life and everything around this exciting and new proclamation of the kingdom of God? And so here's what I think the Spirit of God is doing with me and us in this season. I think it's time to reconsider our lives in light of the reality of the kingdom of God, to recommit to be disciples of Jesus, because in our culture, unfortunately, being a Christian and being a follower of Jesus are two different things. But in the first century, those were not two different things. To be a Christian is to be a follower, a student, an apprentice of Jesus in kingdom living, to reconsider. I think that's what God's calling us, to reconsider how we spend every day and conduct every relationship, especially those that are hard maybe right now for whatever reason, to reconsider how we begin every morning. And of course, that's what we've been doing in this podcast, you know, these last 9 months or whatever it's been, to reconsider how we prioritize our life, how we respond to people, how we treat our enemies, whether we live generously or not, how a soft answer can turn away wrath, how we get to put other people first and take the worst seat and maybe reconsider how we're called to not only repent and believe, but become people that announce this new message, this gospel of how we can get caught up and participate in what God is doing and what God is up to in his world. Jesus says, the time has come, the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news. And we get to re-see this announcement and re-see Jesus and just how amazing and, you know, brilliant and how worthy of our entire lives he is. And so when did you first hear? And I really think now it's time to rehear. You know, when did you first reconsider? And I really do think it's time now to reconsider, because the invitation of the kingdom of God is always fresh. It's always fresh. It's always alive. It's always living. And so right here, right now, it's alive and it's reaching out to us. So today, as we're walking and talking with Jesus, let's just reconsider every moment in every aspect of our lives and how we spend our day. And let's just, in fact, let me just pray. Father, we just ask that you would pour your living water, God, your new wine into every moment and every aspect and every relationship of our lives today, that you would lead us today, God, in reconsidering what it looks like to be students of Jesus. And we'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Together on Mission podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you had any questions about the Inland Vineyard Church, our ministries, or our Sunday services, feel free to connect with us on social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram, or check out our website at inlandvineyard.org.